வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 10th chapter, text number 3, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 13th of March, 1975, in Tehran, Iran.
ஜம்மோக்மாச்சுக்கம் பிரவீத்தவிஜானோவிதூபவிபிரம
Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was unwilling to accept the kingdom because he thought that for me so many men have been killed in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So, I am so sinful, I am not fit for the throne. But all the great personalities like Bhishma Dev, Lord Krishna, Vyasadeva, all of them, we question, no, there is no fault of me, it was right, it was right. So you can reign over. So there it is said, Nishamma Bhishmoktam அத்தாச்சுதோக்தம் பிரபித்த விஜான விதூத விப்ரம். He understood that when such great personalities are giving their opinion that it was no wrong on my part, then he agreed. சசாசுகாமிந்திரம் இவாஜிதாஸ்ரயம் காம் இந்திர இவ அஜிதாஸ்ரயம். இந்திர, தி கிங் ஆஃப் ஹெவன், he ruled over this planet as perfectly as the heavenly king Indra does. How? Ajitasraya, completely being devoted. So the king can rule over the country, my country, the world over, if he takes shelter of Krishna Ajita. That means Krishna conscious, God conscious. Such person, as they are advised in the Shastra, then they can rule over the any part of the world or the whole world exactly like Indra, the king of heaven. He is ruling over perfectly. Paridhupantyam anujan vartita. So in this way, Maharaj Yudhishthira, after being enlightened by what was spoken by Bhishma Deva and Lord Sri Krishna, the infallible, engaged himself in matters of perfect knowledge because all his misgivings were eradicated. Thus he ruled over the earth and ceased and was followed by his younger brother. An ideal king like Yudhishthira, he can rule over not only over the land, over the seas, all over the planet. This is the ideal. The modern English law of primogeniture or the law of inheritance by the first born was also prevalent in those days when Maharaj Yudhishthira ruled the earth and the seas. Then his whole planet, including the seas. In those days, the king of Hastinapur, now part of New Delhi, was the emperor of the world, including the seas, up to the time of Maharaj Parikshit. The grandson of Maharaj Yudhishthira, his younger brothers were acting as his minister and commanders of state, and there was full cooperation between the perfectly religious brothers of the king. Maharaj Yudhishthir was the ideal king or representative of Lord Sri Krishna. The king should be the representative of Krishna. To rule over the kingdom of earth and was comparable to King Indra, the representative ruler of the heavenly planet. The demigods like Indra, Chandra, Surya, Varuna, Vayu, etc. are representative kings of different planets of the universe. And similarly, Maharaj Yudhishthir was also one of them, ruling over the kingdom of the earth. Maharaj Yudhishthir was not a typically unenlightened political leader of modern democracy. Maharaj Yudhishthir was instructed by Bhishma Deva and the infallible Lord also, and therefore he had full knowledge of everything in perfection. The modern elected executive head of the state is just like a puppet because he has no kingly power. Even if he is enlightened like Maharaj Yudhishthir, he cannot do anything out of his own goodwill due to his constitutional position. Therefore, there are so many states over the earth quarreling because of ideological differences or other selfish motives. But a king like Maharaj Yudhishthir had no ideology of his own. He had but to follow the instruction of the infallible Lord and the Lord's representative and the authorized agent Bhishma Deva. It is instructed in the Shastras that one should follow the great authority and the infallible Lord without any personal motive and manufactured ideology. Therefore, it was possible for Maharaj Yudhishthira to rule the whole world, including the seas, because the principles were infallible and universally applicable to everyone. The conception of one world state can only be fulfilled if we can follow the infallible authority. An imperfect human being cannot create an ideology acceptable to everyone. Only the perfect and the infallible can create a program which is applicable at every place and can be followed by all in the world. It is the person who rules and not the impersonal government. If the person is perfect, the government is perfect. If the person is a fool, the government is a fool's paradise. That is the law of nature. There are so many stories of imperfect kings or executive heads. Therefore, the executive head must be a trained person like Maharaj Yudhishthir, and he must have the full autocratic power to rule over the world. The conception of a world state can take shape only under the regime of a perfect king like Maharaj Yudhishthir. The world was happy in those days because there are kings like Maharaj Yudhishthir to rule over the world. Let this king follow Maharaj Yudhishthir and show an example of how monarchy can make a perfect state. There is instruction in the Shastras, and if you follow, he can do that. He has got the power. Then, because he was so perfect king, then representative of Krishna, therefore, kamam bhavarsa purjanna. Purjanna means rainfall. So, rainfall is the basic principle of supply of all necessities of life. Rainfall. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, annad bhavanti bhutani purjannad anna sambhava. If you want to make people happy, and both man and animal, there are animals also. There, these rascal state executives, sometimes they make a show of benefit for the men, but no benefit for the animal. Why? Why this injustice? They are also born in this land, they are also living entity. They may be animal, they have no intelligence. They have intelligence, not as good as a man. That does it mean that a regular slaughterhouse should be constructed for killing them? Is that justice? Not only that, anyone, if he comes to this state, the king should give him shelter. Why distinction? Anyone takes shelter, sir, I want to live in your state, you must be given all facilities. Why this? No, no, you cannot come. You are American, you are Indian, you are this. No? There are so many things. It must actually they follow the principles, the Vedic principles. The ideal king will be a good leader and nature will help. Therefore it is said that during the reign of Maharaja Yudhisthira, kamang babar sapar janna sarva kama dudha dugha mahi mahi, the earth, you get all your necessities from the earth. It does not fall from the sky. Yes, it falls from the sky in the form of rain, but they do not know the science that how things are coming from earth by the different arrangement. Under certain conditions the rain falls, astral influence, then so many things are produced, the valuable stones, the pearls. They do not know how these things are coming. So therefore, if the king is pious to help him, the nature also cooperates. And the king, if the government is impious, the nature will not come. That you have also information in the fourth canto, I think. King Pritamara, yeah, you are going to punish the earth. And he said, this is my duty. All the demands there are, I must restrict supply. And these people, they do not, they think they simply by resolution in the parliament, they'll take everything. And they may become all rascals. You see, not make the world happy. They will simply deteriorate more and more. They do not know. Here it is. Kāvana bhavana sapajyam. Bhagavan Krishna also said, annyāt bhavanti bhūtāni. Krishna never said the factory will make the people healthy and strong. Never said. These rascals are after factories. How the people will be happy? Ugra karma. Everyone will be unhappy, dissatisfied, no natural growth. Why Krishna has said that open factories for economic development? No one will find. Neither the shastra. Here it is said that all economic development will be complete simply by regular rainfall. Kāmaṁ bhavarśapajjanya. Kāmaṁ means all necessities. They do not know, the modern people, scientists, philosophers, politicians, they do not know this. Kāmaṁ. Kāmaṁ means necessities of life. We have got so many things. But how it will be supplied? Here is clearly said, kāmaṁ bhavarśapajjanya. And how parjanya will be regular? Jagyāt bhavati parjanya. Where is that program? Where is jagya? In the Kali Yuga, other jagyas are very difficult to perform. There is no money, there is no qualified brahmana. Therefore, this jagya, jagyai saṅkītanai prāhi, jajanti hi sumedas. Those who have got brain substance, not cow dung, they will take this process. Jagyai. Let everyone chant Hare Krishna, home to home. Whatever they have got all night, just begin chanting. Just see what happens. We are trying to introduce this chant. But the rascals will not tell it. What can be done? There is no loss if they chant Hare Krishna. worldwide. Where is the loss? But still there is not. And everything can be had. Sarvakama duha mahi. Mahi. Krishna, how he has arranged this mahi. Everything is coming, actually you find that the rose flower is coming, the mine is coming, the gold is coming, the coal is coming, the petrol is coming, everything is there in the mahi. And who has arranged it? Sarvakama duha mahi. And if there is regular waterfall, then you get everything, supply. And by performing yoga, you get regular waterfall, rainfall. And in this age, all other types of yoga is not possible. Harim nama, harim nama, harim nama, eva kevalam. Kalau, nasti, nasti, nasti. So introduce this. What is their loss? If everyone, home to home, work to work, factory to factory, let them factory, let there be factory. Chant Hare Krishna. Let all the factory members be engaged in chanting and the supplying them prasadam. You see, there will be no more strife. There will be no more communistic movement. Everything is there, provided they take it. So this is not a sentimental fanaticism, religious movement. It is a scientific movement for the good of the whole world. That we have to convince by our character, by our behavior, that people will accept it. They think it is another type of religious. So religious means fanaticism. It is not that. Just like they fought the Mohammedans and the Christians, they were fighting. It is that
holy wars?
Crusades. These British has created this religious fight between Hindus and Muslims. Before that there was no in the history, religious fight. In the history of the whole India. The Mahabharata, Kurukshetra fight was the political fight. There was not a religious fight. On the basis of that you are Hindu, I am Muslim, therefore you must fight. There is no such fight. On the material platform, your interest, my interest, sometimes class there may be fight. But why fight and religious man? God consciousness. If everyone is God consciousness, where is the question of fight?